USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Speaking to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, President Joe Biden touted efforts to vaccinate Americans against COVID-19. He urged people to go get vaccinated.
90% of Americans now live within 5 miles of a vaccination site. Everyone over the age of 16, everyone is now eligible to get vaccinated right now, right away. Go get vaccinated, America.
And the FBI has executed search warrants at the home and office of former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, with agents seizing computers and cell phones from the properties. The personal lawyer of former President Donald Trump has been under a federal investigation into his business dealings in the Ukraine. Giuliani has said that those investigations are politically motivated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The field to possibly replace California Governor Gavin Newsom is growing. Lance Pry has that story.
With more than 1.6 million valid signatures, the California governor recall became official, and Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will face a yet-to-be-determined number of contenders later this year. At least 9 people have declared their intentions to run, including Caitlyn Jenner, the Olympian and transgender activist, former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, and businessman John Cox. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins has died. Collins was part of the 3-man crew who traveled to the moon in 1969, orbiting the moon in the command module Columbia while Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the surface. An Air Force fighter pilot, Collins joined NASA in 1963 and first went into space on the Gemini 10 mission in 1966. Apollo 11 was his final space flight. He later went on to become the director of the National Air and Space Museum. Michael Collins was 90. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Law enforcement in many states are on the lookout for fake COVID vaccination cards. Tim Berg explains why.
As Americans continue to be vaccinated, the fight against fake vaccination cards continues. 42 bipartisan attorneys generals across the country are raising concerns about the public health risks associated with fraudulent cards. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein says these fake vaccine cards are a huge issue.
This is incredibly problematic because it will damage people's health. More people will get the virus, pass it on to others if there is widespread use of fake vaccine cards.
The Democrat also telling ABC's Good Morning America that sites like OfferUp and eBay are working with him and other attorneys generals to prevent fraudulent or blank COVID-19 cards from being sold.
We've heard back from the 4 we contacted. They all indicated they want to cooperate and rid their websites of these cards.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the FDA is expected to announce a ban on menthol cigarettes as early as this week. The Washington Post first reporting on the plan, the agency has until Thursday to respond to a citizen's petition seeking a ban. Any possible ban is expected to take years to implement, with lawsuits from the tobacco industry expected. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.